Okay, last
Come
Monday.
Come on, buddy, let it out. There's something going on.
I've been holding back on this because, you know, you think, is it something I want to worry the Zinc family about?
And, yes.
I need some help here. Look, Alfie, my fantastic Kelpie cattle dog cross. Love taking him for a walk every afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, Ness and I do the catch-up and, you know, talk about the day, and then we get our little mate out for a walk, and it's a nice little bit of a bonding session. And the thing is, you go along minding your own business. Alfie's one of these type of dogs who's just, he's a beautiful natured soul, but you know what? He doesn't like other dogs getting in his business.
Hang on. What do you mean? His business... Well, there's a business,
well, you know how dogs,
and there's business.
You know
mean
dogs,
getting up in his grill?
You know how dogs greet one another?
Yeah. Oh, right.
All right, this whole thing about sniffing the butt and, you know, saying g'day.
Sniffing the butt?
He's never been into that ever since he was a puppy.
How? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
We've had this guy since he was 8 weeks old.
So okay, so he doesn't want to sniff other dogs' butts, doesn't like other dogs sniffing his butt?
No, he just wants to go along and walk with his humans and have a great time with them. But when you get these other dogs who want to get into his craw, you know, go and sniff him, have a lick, he is not interested. So, okay. Of course, he has a little yelp and says, get away.
Oh, he gets, does he growl and get fired up?
Well... Isn't that what dogs do when they want to communicate they're not interested in the other party? I mean, that's what they do. They have a snap. They have a bark. They get annoyed. Now, surely the other dog will get the message. But obviously when they're puppies, they don't. Mm. So they like to keep ploughing and ploughing on. And this is where the owner of said puppy or the other dog needs to realise that, you know, if Alfie's not interested, then keep your dog away.
Yeah.
Now, the other day I went past a dog and, you know, wanted to go, and I think he was one of these staffies, so, and he's a bit young. Alfie's about 8, so he's a senior citizen almost. And he wants to have a go and get in there. Alfie just says, oh, bugger this, you know, snaps at him, moves on. The old bloke owner goes, oh, it's not your fault, darling. It's that dog's temperament. So he's having a go at my Alfie when Alfie's just communicating that he's not interested in becoming friends. So immediately this old dude thinks Alfie's to blame, and as an owner I should be doing something about it. But this is how dogs communicate.
Okay, hang on. Were both of the dogs on leads?
Yes.
Okay, so he's just let his dog come up. So he's thinking, so he didn't say anything. Did he just, were you walking past each other or did he?
Pass one another. We just nod each other, acknowledge. This little puppy wants to get into Ali's, you know, Alfie's craw.
Jeez.
Not Ali's, Alfie's.
Keep me out of it.
I am. And Alfie just has a snap and a bark, and straight away it's an incident.
Yeah, okay.
Because
so
he has
you
a snap
offended,
and a bark.
Yeah, you were offended that the old man.
We made a comment at his dog, yeah. Oh, you poor thing, it's not your fault, it's his.
Yeah, no, look, I'm on your side, I think, Bilko, with this. If he made no attempt, like our dog Jean-Pierre, he's a miniature schnauzer. Now, he's a Frenchman, we call him. I know he's German. I know he's German.
Good with the ladies.
He's a snobby Frenchman. He's not overly, I don't know, I think he's a bit arrogant. So I tend to keep him close to me unless the other person, the other pet owner says, oh, look, you know, do you mind? Like I think there's got to be a bit of that do you mind. Between dog owners. I would never just let Jean-Pierre go straight up to another dog. I think that's quite rude, actually.
I've seen people with little dogs actually pick them up as you walk by. I suppose that's a bit over the top for me, but if that's what you feel is needed, you've learned from, you know, a hard mistake.
No, but look, I can tell you, I can guarantee you, my hairdresser, Ben, he's got a little black Pomeranian. He does that. He picks his Pomeranian up all the time, Inky, because he's so puny. And he's concerned about, these bigger dogs. No, I think you're in the right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that old man had no right to have a go at Alfie for having a bark. I mean, not all dogs want to have other dogs
exactly.
Up in their face.
Zinc family, Alfie in the right or was the Staffy in the wrong? Should dogs have the right to tell who they want in their space or not?
We have got Chantel from Gympie. Good morning.
Hello. How you going?
We are great, thank you. Now, do you think that Bilko is in the right at being annoyed at this old man? Yes, okay.
Yep. I have a dog myself as far as he's concerned. He's a person. He doesn't like dogs at all. So we go to the park, we get up at the crack of dawn, make sure no one else is around, but you shouldn't just walk your dog up to someone else's dog and just assume it's fine. Yeah. You should always ask the owner.
Yeah, this guy was walking past, but the fact that he had to make the comment loud enough for me to hear that, you know, his poor little puppy whuppy wasn't in the wrong, you know, that annoyed me.
He probably just wants to be friends, but regardless, you still got to ask the other person, you know, if their dog likes other dogs, you know.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want to be sniffed all around the place, so, you know.
Yeah. Yes,
and
exactly.
And the fact you've got to get up early.
You've got to respect other people's animals.
Yeah, and yes. The fact that you've got to get up early, I mean, that's an imposition for you. Why do you have to get up early? If you want to get up at 8 and do it, you should be able to, not worry about other dogs.
No, that's fine, you know. Everyone has their dogs and everyone wants to go to the park, you know, so you've got to be respectful of other people and, you know. That's fine. That's what we do.
Beautiful, Chantel. Thank you so much. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, mate. I'm down in Cam Bayway, but we were at Dog Tree Beach on the Sunshine Coast. We've got a collie who's lived on 12 acres by herself. She's like your dog. There were two shepherds running free. Our dog's got the tail between the legs. I'm trying to get between her and the shepherds. And I'm probably an old fella, old man by your things. I'm over 62, but the view from the inside's the same. And this young fella, probably in his early 30s, with his wife and two young kids, comes down there, his dogs. I said, mate, you know, you can let your dogs run free, but you've got to be responsible. Next thing I know, he's shaping up to hit me.
Oh, you're joking.
Wow.
Hang on, back off, you know. It's your problem, not mine. I agree. You need to be wary and respectful of the wishes of the other dog owner.
Exactly,
oh,
Andrew.
My, I can't believe that. Well, there you go. I mean, see, that's just such arrogance, isn't it? Just letting your dogs run around, especially in an area where they're not supposed to be, and then he has the hide to shape up.
Yeah, Roland.
He's got issues.
What say you, Roland?
But I actually think that, especially in reference to the last caller, it's very much to do with the energy of the person holding the dog. Mm. If the person is worried about the meeting with the other dog, then that the dog will pick up on that energy and will react in the same way. So it's if you have a very confident, controlled attitude towards the meeting of the dogs, the dog will go, oh, it's cool, boss says everything's fine, so everything's fine, and I'll just sniff thumbs. And that'll work fine for most situations, unless the dog is an absolute psycho.
Well, he shouldn't be let out then.
Hang on, Roland. So now, am I gleaning from this that you're blaming my friend Bilko here? That he's got to get his energy right so Alfie's more comfortable.
To part degree, yes. The other dog owner failed in his responsibility to make it a positive experience as well.
Yes.
So, you know, the blame lies on both sides. But, it's all to do with the energy of the dog and then the owner.
Terry from the Gympie Dog Obedience Club in town is on the phone because, we need the definitive answer on just who is right, who is wrong and what needs to be controlled when two dogs pass one another in walkies. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for joining us. Now, I'm sure that you know of Bilko's situation, but in case you don't, so he was walking his dog and another owner was coming from the other direction, an older guy, and his dog came and started to sniff Alfie, Bilko's pooch.
And he's
pooch.
Not interested. He just doesn't want to associate with other puppies, so
that's
let's
right.
move on. And yet this guy says, oh, you know, it's the other dog's fault. I mean, come on, stop pampering this thing.
Yes,
you know?
When Alfie barked at his pooch. So who's in the right, who's in the wrong? How should Bilko have handled it?
No, you were in the right. The thing is that it's all about dog responsibility. As a pet owner, you have a responsibility and you should never let your dog go up to another dog without first checking that it's okay.
Right, yeah.
We say the same with children. You know, children should never pet a dog without checking first that it's okay.
Mm.
Because, yeah, some dogs don't like other dogs.
Exactly.
Some dogs are just a little bit exuberant. But the important thing is to learn about your own dog. We teach about, you know, learning body language so that you can tell by the signs that your dog is giving whether or not your dog wants to make friends with another dog, and then acting appropriately. So if you know your dog doesn't want to be friends with other dogs, then you simply try to keep away from them, and you advise people when they're bringing their dog over, look, you know, my dog really isn't that friendly with strange dogs, so best you keep away.
Mm.
But by the same token, he should be doing the same thing. He should have said, can my dog come over and say hello,
yes.
In which case you would have
yes.
said, no, it's better he doesn't, and then he should have gone, okay, fine, and gone his merry way.
Now, Terry, can I ask, these people who walk by and then they pick up their little dogs as they go past, should I be offended, or is that just probably a good safety thing to do?
Well, look, it's a two-way thing with that. It's probably not the best idea, because once you pick a little dog up and put it up in your arms, you're actually saying to them, well, now you can have a go because, you know, I'm looking after you. But by the same token, when you've got a little dog, you know, a big dog can do a lot of damage.
Yes.
So sometimes the safest thing to do is to pick the dog up.
Mm.
And I would just move my dog away. I don't think I'd pick my dog up unless someone's dog came running at me and it was the only way I could keep my dog safe.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because my friend, he's got a Pomeranian and he has had a bigger dog, you know, come and have a go. So now he tends to pick her up every time.
Yeah, and unfortunately what can happen, because, you know, when little dogs are in their owner's arms, they then think they're a big dog. And
yes.
so they're sometimes more inclined to have a go at another dog.
Mm.
It's the same as with people. You know, if you're nursing a little dog
yeah.
and someone comes over to pat it, it's more likely to bite them if it's in your arms than what it would if it's on the ground.
Well, you know what, Terry, people need to come and check out your obedience club. You're starting for 2021 tonight, are you?
We are. We train every Monday night at the showgrounds, and that's from February to December, and our first intake is actually tonight, yeah.
Oh, sensational. And how much is it for people to bring their pooches along?
It's $160 for the year.
Oh,
oh,
wow, for the whole year?
For the year, yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Alfie probably needs a little bit of a pampering,
yes,
Terry.
Yes, get on down there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that goes from the month that you join, not from, like, February. So if you join in, like, April or May, it goes from May to May.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Terry.